Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
I have a feeling that this is going to be a very Sarah episode.
Oh, okay. Well, isn't that fun?
I have a lot of questions and a lot of cool stuff that I want to bring up. But first, what is our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
First, I need to call out somebody that called you out.
What? I'm nervous.
So this was on the main show last week. We talked about how accidentally, because of your hurt ankle, you were given CBD candies.
THC.
But what you thought were CBD.
Drops.
Drops.
Yes.
But they also had THC, and you took double the original amount, and you got very stoned.
I got extremely stoned. Not the fun kind of stoned. The paranoid, I need to sleep for 3 days kind of stoned.
Yes. And it was on Christmas Day. You're with your family. They called it out on the main show.
Yes.
So now your dad knows.
Yes. Thank you.
And your brother.
To whoever listens to this wonderful podcast, because I thought this was going to stay between me, Vicky, and you broadcast listeners. But someone had to dime me out on the main show. So I don't get embarrassed easily, but like, I don't know, drugs are just not my thing. And I'm even like weed, I know it's like kind of this like gray line or whatever, but my body doesn't really like it in general. So
like you don't do well on like actual like pharmaceutical drugs, like when you've had to do surgeries and stuff.
Yeah, when I've had to do surgeries, like I have a really high tolerance for it. Like they would pump morphine in me and the nurses would be shocked how much I can take. So it was kind of the same with weed, like either with like the candies or the drops or the creams, I would never really feel it, even if it was just CBD, like I would still have pain. And so the few times I've actually smoked weed, I don't know what strands they were. I'm not that fancy with it, but it's been a few different times, a few different kind of strands, and I just get freaked out. Mm-hmm. Like I just am not really a fun high. I just either get really paranoid or I just kind of stare at everyone and the just like think they're weird when they're laughing at everything, and I don't really think a lot of things are funny, and I just kind of eat a lot and I'm not used to it at all. So yes, I got very, very high.
But your dad seemed like he had the reaction that I thought he would. Like he was like, "Oh,
I know,
poor
it was,
baby."
I know. So someone texted the main show and asked if I had told my dad about Christmas yet. I had not. I was never planning on going to. So my dad now knows, and my dad was he even off air was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry you were going through that," which is very, very nice because it was my fault. Like it's me to blame. I'm the one that got hella high, but I didn't even actually I'm going to kind of blame my boyfriend a little bit because he's the one that gave me the drops, but you know what I mean? So it's my fault. So like, don't feel, but it was really sweet that he had that reaction. And then of course I asked my brother, like, "Joey, did you know?" Cause he was at Christmas. Right. And he was like, "You know, I did find it really weird that you were so thirsty. You were very, very, like, because my mouth was so dry. Like, I couldn't eat breakfast. All I could do was just chug water. Like, and then, like, 5 minutes later, it was so bad, you know? Worst cotton mouth. And I rarely ever experience that because usually I just drink.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't get hydrated. What is this? So I just want to thank that person for calling me out. I thought it was going to stay between us. Just going to take that to my grave. But yeah, my dad was actually very sweet about
it. I figured. Because yes, it was partially your fault, but you didn't mean to.
No, I wouldn't.
But it's not like you accidentally did more, or what is it, heroin or something.
Yeah.
It's just pot.
I know, which is like, but I feel like I'm still in that mindset because in middle school and high school, I used to think pot was like the devil.
Right.
Like I did. I was a straight edge. And so anyone who did it, I was like, what the hell? But now I'm like, it's so normal now. But it's not normal for me or like my family. You know, like we don't all get stoned together. Or like we're not all like, "Hey, we're high." You know, that's just not
like
our vibe. But yeah, he was really nice. Oh my God. I was even like talking, like I'm getting kind of hot and sweaty now.
Wow.
Like, because it's just never like, I don't know. I'm not like, I'm a stoner or anything.
No. Well, let me get you hot and sweaty for some other reason.
Ooh, okay. Sexy men? No.
No.
Oh man. Okay. There's no strippers going to surprise me in the studio?
No.
Oh, Vicky.
But it's something equally good.
Okay.
Because I love this situation. So you know what a cheese board is, or a charcuterie board is, right?
Let me tell you, that seems to be like the new thing that everyone seems to be so good at. And so I had a few people over for the Seahawks game a few weekends ago, and I tried to do it.
It's expensive.
Well, I try to make my own. So I try to, like, you know, because people do like pretty designs. Like, this is going to be this kind of meat. And then I'm going to put the cheese around here and the crack.
And then like some dried apricots.
Dude, it was, I didn't have room for the damn crackers. So the crackers just stay in the damn box. It was bad. I have a picture. It was embarrassing.
All right. Well, there's a new craze. Okay. I think you're going to like even more.
Oh.
So, I mean, I feel like everyone was doing this, especially during the holidays. You want something to pick at. Mm-hmm. We were just lazy and just got the container, like the package of meat and the package of cheese from Costco.
Super simple. It does the same thing.
Same thing. It was already in a little thing. We're fine. But apparently fry boards are the new craze. You love yourself some french fries. Funny enough, you don't really like potatoes, but you do love yourself some french fries.
I love me some fries.
So there's a picture on here. It has, like, it looks like garlic fries, like JoJo's, crinkle-cut fries, waffle-cut fries,
so many
sweet
kinds.
Potato fries, with all the dipping sauces.
Oh, my God. That would be my jam.
Yes. Oh, they had beer-battered fries, like beer-battered chips. Oh, my goodness.
You have to be okay with the double dipping in this, though.
Oh, yeah. No, you...
Because...
Unless you're sick, there's going to be
double dip all the way.
Yes.
I guess you get spoons and stuff, but just the dipping, it's just...
So I don't really care when people double dip. Unless you're sick.
I don't either.
I don't care.
I don't care.
But like this platter has a selection of dipping sauces, including like a tomato-y sauce, which might just be ketchup. I don't know. Mustard. I don't know if it would be
marinara.
Mustard, aioli, guacamole, sweet chili. Ugh.
The only thing is I would eat my fries cold. But see, the good thing with a cheese plate is, I mean, it's not supposed to, but cheese and meat, they can sit out for hours because usually those boards sit out for a long time. But a fry thing, that'd be hard to
keep
it warm.
I feel like you'd have to keep them in the oven, like keep a batch in the oven. Like, you know, when you can buy those prepackaged fries, just throw it in the oven.
Yeah, and then just replenish.
But
then what if like the sweet potatoes don't get touched or something? The sweet potato fries don't get touched.
Well, I'm going to eat them all later anyways.
Oh, yeah. See, I would eat my, yeah. See, I don't care if they're cold or not. They're fries. So.
Right. Mm. Well, the cool thing is if you have like a mini toaster oven or even just put it in the oven, like when you get fries like in your to-go container or like your doggy bag, just throw it in the oven and you'll get them crispy again.
That's what I think too. But a lot of people don't take fries home. They think it's gross.
I mean, it's gross when you eat them as is, but you're stoned or drunk.
Yeah. You're at a party.
And you heat it up in the microwave. It is the most delicious thing in the world.
No, unless you're as stoned as I was on Christmas, then no fries for you because your mouth's too dry.
But there's so many options, though. You can do shoestring fries. You can do waffle cut, you know, sweet potato fries. You can do tater tots.
I know. If there, could you think of another food like that that you'd want to make a board out of that you love?
But you didn't eat like all the dipping sauce, all the stuff.
Because you're really into your buffalo chicken dip.
Yes. I'm thinking like a taco one.
Oh.
Like put all the taco meats there. And in your case, you can do a vegetarian taco, like fillings. Like you can do like a veggie type filling. You can do a potato filling because they do potato tacos.
And then once you have like little tortillas?
Yeah.
Oh, to like dip like you whatever put,
yeah,
in?
Yeah. Like, because sometimes what they'll do like with meats and stuff, they'll like cook the tortillas and like the remaining like juices of the seasoning and stuff.
But.
That's what I was trying to say, seasoning.
The remaining juices of,
you know, the marinade.
The animal juices.
Calm down, vegetarian. But you like, you know, like, even if it's like a barbecue sauce marinade, let's just pretend it's that. You soak up the sauce with the tortillas, and then you just throw the tortillas in there, and they're just so tasty. They're a little softer, but they're so good. And you just plop your meat in, and then like, to decorate, you can put like, if it's authentic Mexican street tacos, you put your onion and cilantro on the side, some lime wedges.
Can I get some sour cream, even though that's not authentic?
Fine. Okay. That's fine.
Yes.
I don't hate.
I don't hate the sour cream. I love the
sour cream. I'll friggin' dip my tortilla in the sour cream and eat it.
Hell yeah.
But like, I feel like tacos would be a good one. Or even if you roll up, you can make like, you get tortillas and you put whatever filling you want in it and you just toothpick it up and fry them.
Ooh.
So my mom will do like almost like a mashed potato-y, but she'll add cheese in it and then fry those and make like vegetarian tacos that way.
That'd be yummy. And then you could dip it in whatever sauce you wanted.
And usually it's just like I dip it in sour cream and salsa and just chew on that. You can, like I said, add anything. You'd add cheese and fry them up that way. Make like, they're like flautas. But it's just so good. But French fries are such a great one.
French fries are a really good idea. I'm surprised I've never even heard of that.
like I've seen actually pictures of people like restaurants doing it more and more now, but I feel like it's going to be like the hot new thing of 2020.
I hope so.
Like, I almost want to do a French fry party with you.
Oh my gosh.
And like try to see if we can do this. And like make it like during a game, maybe a Super Bowl party.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Even though that's like in really soon.
I know. Good. Okay, we need to figure out what sauces. What sauces are we doing, Sarah? Ranch, obviously.
Oh my, for
the potato.
Fries?
Yes, for the fries.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The potato mania.
Honestly, shout out to Red Robin. We really just need to go there and get all of their sauces.
I was actually thinking of going to Red Robin after this because of this.
Because they have the chipotle, they have the honey mustard that's bomb.
The campfire sauce.
The campfire. They have regular ketchup. One that I love that people are going to hate. Teriyaki sauce.
Okay. I mean, it wouldn't be my go-to, but I could see that.
Oh, it's so good. I would get blue cheese. I would probably even get Caesar because why not?
I've never.
We got to get like some type of cheese sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like even just like a fondue-y cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, fondue platter.
Oh,
I do love my fondue.
Yes.
One of the things that I used to do as a kid, my mom would do this, and I really love doing it now for French fries, is I don't like doing just straight ketchup. I either eat my fries with no ketchup or
no ketchup.
Sauce. If they're good enough fries, they don't need the ketchup. They're just nice
but
and crispy, delicious.
I love ketchup.
What I'll do is I'll get ketchup and mix some A1 sauce in it and make my own sauce.
Oh.
It is really good.
See, I've never had that because I honestly don't even know what A1 sauce tastes like because it usually goes on steak.
Yes.
So I've never...
I put A1 steak sauce on everything basically except steak. If it's a good steak, I'm not putting sauce on it.
It's not like a hot sauce, correct?
No, it's tangy.
It's tangy.
Hmm. Technically, I don't think it's vegetarian because I think there's like anchovy
thing
on there. But
okay.
I wanted to warn you in case you do
Thank
it.
You. I feel like I need to try it though. Live
it's
a
good.
Little.
I feel like you'll be fine. It's just everything has something in it, right?
That's true.
But if you guys, we want to hear from you. What are some like, what would be your platter
yes,
of choice?
Because there's so many like things coming up because it's a new year. So
right.
We need all the ideas.
And I'm at this point where I was sitting there, like my friend was, and I were talking, my roommate and I were talking, and she's like, I'm tired of people, you know, just saying, oh, I'm old and like kind of giving up and stuff and just saying, it's because I'm old. I'm like, well, I don't use it as a term
but
to like.
You do that. I was going to say
no,
you
no,
do
no.
that all the time.
It's a way to, it's not because I'm giving up. It's because I, for a long time, I'm like, well, I feel bad because I'm not interested in these things anymore. And it's my way to reaffirm. It's like, it's okay to not like these things. You're at a different point in your life. So when I say I'm old, it's my reaffirmation, I guess. Like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to like these things.
Well, just because you don't like them, though, doesn't mean it's because of your age necessarily.
No.
You know, you could say like, okay, don't say my interests have changed because that's just as like, my interests have changed.
It's
you,
like,
know?
You know? It's like, it's not my jam anymore. Like, I'll still on occasion go out dancing or go out to a bar.
Yeah, but maybe like, saying that like, it's just not my jam anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of my, like,
yeah.
When I'm like, I'm old, like, I'll say it as a joke or.
God, so many people say that to me and it makes me mad because I'm like, no, you're not. And I'm like, even if you're old, that doesn't mean you like can't be fun. Like,
but I mean, like the idea of like fun things do change. Like what we consider as fun. It's like for me, like the idea of having a party. That's what I was going to say. I'm like, I love this idea. Like, let's have a party with a bunch of French fries, have some drinks, play some games.
A bunch of French fries.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
That just sounds so funny. Let's have a party with a bunch of French fries.
Like, everyone bring a different type of fry.
Screw all the friends, but a bunch of French fries.
Like, I want all my friends to come over. We'll do different seasonings on the fry. Like, I'll even go out and buy an air fryer. We'll like,
ooh.
We'll make this a thing.
Yeah.
And like, just, it's just a reason to get together because I love getting together with people, but I mean, I'm not wanting to get so drunk that I don't remember the night. Like, and even when I hung out with my old roommates, we used to go play games until like late at night, drink the entire time, and then chug a bunch of shots, walk over to the karaoke place and close that bar out. And we went and did that the other day. Like, we were hanging out. We're like, it's, you know, 10 o'clock at night. Everyone's like, we just want to go to bed.
Dang, you guys.
It was a
All of
Friday
your
night.
Interests have changed.
Yeah,
I guess.
We're all like, we all have stuff going on. We all have.
Well, I mean, I don't believe that necessarily. I mean, like, because we're not that far in age. I have friends your age. Like, it's just like, I guess different crowds you
yes,
hang out with.
Like, exactly.
A lot of your friends are
settling down.
Yes. And I'm still, I don't know. I don't know why we have different, like, the same age, but, and my friends just are not.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's just a different. Everyone ages differently in the sense of maturity wise. It's kind of like that conversation we had a while back.
What you trying to say?
It's like our bodies can be one age, our actual age can be another, and I guess our mental age could be a different one
yeah.
as well. But for me, it's like I like the idea of like something quieter just because everything has been so hectic, especially in the last couple of years, like having a baby foster brother to take care of. Like I like spending time with my
folks. See, I think those are just excuses, though. I think you would be like that even if that hadn't happened. You know what I mean?
No, but like because of that, like it. I love doing those things is what I mean. Yeah. I'm not saying like, oh, I don't do that because I have a baby brother. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like, I love to just hang out with him on a Friday sometimes. Like other times I'm like, hey, friends, come over. Let's have a couple drinks and let's just hang out and BS. And sometimes we don't even play games. We bring out the games and we just end up talking.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I do that with my friends too. Right. And like, I sometimes like hanging out with my boyfriend rather than like going out crazy because my boyfriend is kind of more like you. He likes to stay home and
but when
do
he
nothing
parties, he parties
or sleep. Yeah, or but when I drag his ass out, yeah, he turns up.
Right,
but I mean, so I get what you're saying. I just kind of have more, I guess, of both.
Yeah,
in my life.
But I'm the joke is I've seen this meme a million times. It's like, where are you gonna find a? It's like these bitches wanting to find a guy, but they never leave their house. Like he's gonna just show up at your house. Like for one, that would be creepy as all hell.
Unless it was like an Amazon delivery driver.
It's like, yes, it's like a yes, the build a boyfriend came in. Can you please sign for this package? Thank you. No, but like that's the thing. Like I'm planning more of, especially, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast. Very long story short, my roommate moved in with me because she had to move out of her building where she had her business. That business is now at my house, which has been a mess. It has been a mess at my house. But they have done so much in like for stuff for my house, like doing stuff that
the roommates.
Yeah. So like my giant battle axe is now hanging from like a really high wall that I couldn't reach.
So it's your roommate, your brother and you.
My roommate, my brother and my roommate's boyfriend.
Okay.
My brother will be moving, I think, in the near like future. Like,
so your roommate and her boyfriend are doing things for you.
Yes.
Got it.
So they're hanging stuff up, putting things out, bringing stuff, like giving me like different shelving, like stuff they already had, like. It's like it was so nice to come home the other day, like after I got a flat tire. I came home and like my TV was hung up on the wall.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like my battle axe I have was hanging up on another wall. Like,
I love that you have a battle axe.
I know.
And it's a little scary.
It's awesome. It looks so cool. It's up on the stairs. It is nice. Amazing. I'm going to have to post the picture later. But it's just so nice that like I like even today or last night when I left because I stayed in Seattle because of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, is there anything you would like me to do in the event that you're gone for a couple days? Is there what would you like me to do around the house?
Nice.
It's like, do you want me like I'm like, here's a copy of the mail key. If you happen to go to the store, can you please like make a copy for you and stuff like I can just ask her to do that. And like I come home and it's done.
Good.
So it's like this nice system in place. And so it feels very like family like.
Nice.
But my house has been a mess. We're almost done. We're so freaking close.
Good.
Especially like once my brother ends up moving, it'll make things a lot easier.
Yeah,
too.
You'll have a whole extra room to put stuff in.
Which will be her office. So I'll rent out two rooms again. Like I'm not going to like miss out on his.
Yeah. His income.
Yes. But I like just hanging out. Like we make dinners together and I don't even know the whole point why I brought this up. But it's like, I like it. Like, I like sitting around, like, hanging out, BSing.
Yeah, but okay, wait. So where are you going to meet a man then?
Exactly. Okay, so yes, this is where we were going at. I found a couple bars and restaurants in my area.
Oh, yeah, you said you were going to check them out.
Yes. So there is one bar I've been to, but I was really, really sick that day. And I want to go again. They do karaoke. I don't want to say the name of the bar. But it's not too far from my house. So I'm going to go hit that up again. It's like hole in the wall, just dirty.
Karaoke starts late usually. Can you handle it?
Is
this going to be like a day where you're actually like...
I have a million energy drinks.
Yeah, you're going to be able to...
I'm going to have to nap during the day and then like chug a couple energy drinks and go do some karaoke.
Because I will say there are people who like, I mean, because you're in the friend group of that age, people like settle down and stuff.
Right.
But I'm also in that age group and I know a lot of dudes who... are still like they still go out, they still get after, and they're not in that settling, maybe because they don't have a girlfriend, because they don't have a family, because they whatever. So yeah,
it's like it's a weird thing too. Like you want to make sure you go to a place that you like because, like, let's say if I go to a club, I'm like, I'm going to go meet a man at the club. But that means he likes to go to the club, even if, though I don't like going to the club. Like, that doesn't make sense for me to try to find a guy there.
That's not always true. I go to karaoke because my friends like karaoke. Right. Do I really like karaoke? No.
You do rock it, though.
You know what? Thanks. Once I get wasted. But
I mean,
I go because I'm with a group of friends. Right. You know, like, if you were at the club for my birthday, just because you meet someone at the club doesn't mean
Can we go to a goth club next time?
My friend knows some goth clubs, so if you...
I haven't been to an actual goth club in a hot minute.
That wouldn't really be my scene.
All
but
right,
if
so
I was
not
there,
for your birthday, but would you come to a goth club with me?
Oh yeah. See, I would do anything.
Would you like dress it up and everything? Yeah. Would you do the goth dance? I don't even know what the goth dance is.
I don't know what a goth dance. I'm surprised goths even dance, to be honest.
I'm
but...
picturing like Letterkenny, just like just like all weird like hand, like almost look like flippers. Just
I would so yeah, hell yeah. But I would do anything for anyone because it's not even if it's not my scene. But just if I meet someone there,
right?
Like I meet you there, that doesn't mean necessarily like you're gonna love it because you're there, or I'm gonna love it because I'm there. Like
I mean, I feel like something niche like a goth club, you have to really like it to
no,
do that
I'm,
kind of thing.
No, if you wanted me to go, I'd go. Yeah, even though I'm look at me, you know, like I'm not much of a goth, but I would totally do it.
I don't know. Like I that is also part of my quote unquote goals is to go out and explore places.
Goals.
Because I don't want to say resolution, and I know it pisses you off when I say goals.
well, this goal can last forever. But I think it's good to go around and, like, you know, be that person that people know at the bar.
And that's what I loved when I lived in Seattle, having that bar, like, going to the rickshaw all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my bar. Like, the freaking karaoke gal at the time, I think it was DJ Aphrodite.
Ooh, yes.
Anytime she'd see me, she'd immediately put my name on the list. And she already had, like, all my songs already connected to my name.
Cute.
So she's like, which one are you doing today? Like, just let me know. And I'm like, okay, this one. And she's like, cool, I already got you on the list.
Aww.
Like, she bumped me up. And I was there all the time.
Well, and as someone who's in the service industry, like, seeing people come in and be regulars, it's fun for us, too.
Right. Like, it because, especially if they're cool. Like,
yeah.
If they're not jerks, obviously.
If they're not cool, just don't go back there.
So I'm trying to find, like, Marysville's a little, it's growing,
mm-hmm.
but it's not very hip happening yet. And there used to be like one club in Everett, but that one's no longer there.
Oh.
It was Bar Mix, and it was a gay club. It was so much fun.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh my God. All the bartenders, men and women, mostly men, were in their underwear.
Hell yeah.
And my friend was a shot girl there, like a jello shot girl, and she'd be walking around in her underwear.
You're like, anyone want a jello shot?
Which is funny because I had another friend text me. He's like, why didn't you tell me she worked here? She just came up to me in a G-string. I'm like, well, you just saw her ass.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Well, that's good. I mean, if Maryville's is kind of like small, then you'll probably like know Maryville's. You'll know people.
Yeah.
You know?
Or at least like I like that like hometown vibe-ish kind of thing. So I'm kind of excited to explore the bars and see what's there to do.
Do you know it now? Now you actually have to like pencil this in to your busy life and do it.
Well, like once like I was saying, like we're almost done with the house stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So once that happens, like I know my roommate's boyfriend likes to drink and they love to go out and explore places. So and she doesn't drink. So DD.
Nice.
Not that I'm going to get like smashed, but I want to drink enough to get.
To get the confidence.
The confidence.
If you see a cute guy.
Liquid courage.
Yeah. Well, if you ever need a wing woman, what's up? Because I'll get wasted and talk to anyone. Sober? Hell no.
Really? I was going to say, I'm like, I feel like you could
I can do it sober if I'm wingmaning for you or something.
Okay.
Wingmaning myself? No. Not
no
like
way.
I would, but like, heck. No.
Okay, so going, like, I did say this was a Sarah episode, so we talked about your Christmas story.
Ugh.
We talked about French fries.
Yum.
There is one more I do want to get to.
Okay.
And this is one of those, am I an a-hole stories?
Oh, I love these.
I think this one's going to piss you off.
Uh-oh.
All right. So this person says, am I an a-hole for evicting my boyfriend's daughter for disrespecting my vegan lifestyle?
Evicting her boyfriend's daughter.
So she lives with her boyfriend. The boyfriend's daughter lives with them too.
Mm-hmm.
She's 19 years old.
The daughter.
Yes. Her name is Amy. We'll say. And it's like, Amy and I have never gotten along, but what she did recently took the cake. I have followed a strict vegan diet for 12 years now, and it's something that's very important to me. And Amy is not unaware of this. Her father and her have lived with me in my house for 2 years, and she's never had the right attitude. always rude and snide, ordering her father around, trying to do the same to me. She even smokes weed in the room I let her sleep in, despite me asking numerous times to do that outside of the house. She brings non-vegetarian food and hides it in her room. A strict rule I had for them moving in was no meat in the house.
Oh, wow.
Laughs in my face if we try to make her stop. Recently, Amy had a group of friends get high and thought it would be funny to replace all the stock cubes, like the flavor stock, like whether it's beef or chicken.
Oh, the broth, like the broth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're little cubes. She replaced all the stock cubes in the house with beef ones.
Ooh.
So cooked a stew, and after eating it, she pulls out the empty beef stock pack and laughs in my face, asking if I like the taste of cows. And she guesses I'm just a regular murderer now and can chill out.
Whoa!
I waited for her to leave, removed her stuff, and texted her that she is evicted from my house and can go stay at her friend's instead. My boyfriend is very upset, and his ex-girlfriend is hitting up my phone with insults over disrupting Amy's life and schedule. I think after 2 years of disrespect, I was too generous to begin with for not making her leave earlier. Am I the a-hole for this?
So you think the ex-girlfriend hitting her up is probably the baby mama?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't she live with her?
Exactly. It's like disrupting her life. So somebody says, well, she was 17 when she moved in, so you forced her lifestyle on a teenager, expecting that to go well. No non-vegetarian food, even in her own room, doesn't give any room for living her own life, so she probably already hated you for it. Obviously what she did was over the line, but it sounds like you both had problems with each other, and it wasn't going to fix itself. She's now an adult, and it's your house, but I think it's illegal to kick someone out with no notice if they've lived there for 2 years. There were probably half measures to take that would be less extreme. You disrespected her non-veg lifestyle before she disrespected yours, is what this person says.
Bitch, it ain't illegal to kick anyone out after the age of 18.
Especially if there's not a lease.
Yeah.
If there's a lease in place, then yes.
Probably, yeah.
But in a sense, like, what she did could technically qualify as, like, poisoning somebody.
Yeah.
Because it is illegal, at least in this state. I know this as a, being a server and bartender. I couldn't give you a drink and be like, yes, Sarah, this is a Sex on the Beach. It has vodka or alcohol in it, and have it be a virgin drink. That is illegal.
Mm.
I cannot lie to you about what is in your food or drink.
Oh, wow.
So I can't do that. So what she did is technically, it's a form of poison. Like, you know, you're not supposed to do that. So depending on what state they're also in, sometimes they don't, doesn't matter. But that is such a jerk move.
Such a jerk move. And I wonder what the boyfriend thinks.
Right. Like, why did you kick her out? It's like, honestly, this guy seems like a wimp. Why are you with this guy?
Well, and the fact that, like, it's her house and it's his daughter. If someone was living in my house, I would have probably kicked them out after the weed smoking if I told them not to smoke weed and they right. smoked weed. Maybe you get one strike. Maybe even two, because I love your father. But the third one, you're out. Like, as long as you're 18.
Well, you know they're doing it, like, because they want to cause issues. Like, it's not hard to get a vape pen and go outside or smoke your weed outside.
Well,
or
and some
garage.
People just think they're, like, entitled.
Exactly.
Like, oh, nothing's ever going to happen.
Like, what's she going to do about it? Like, if she tries to kick me out, I'll call my mom.
Yeah, or my dad will have my back because my dad won't let her ever do that. But, like, that, I mean, even though, like, yes, I'm a vegetarian, and yes, I used to be really hardcore about it. Still, like, she sounds really, really hardcore mm-hmm. about it, but which I don't necessarily agree with. But at the end of the day, it's her house.
Yes.
These are her rules. You're living under her roof. You need to obey them or your ass is going to be on the street.
Right.
So I think she definitely crossed the line.
Reading what other people have said, it's like, this is obviously a toxic relationship and your boyfriend bears as much responsibility as you do. In fact, there should have been a plan to move the daughter out by this point, mm-hmm. providing support so that she could leave gracefully. Your boyfriend is equally the a-hole for subjecting you to this his daughter and her to you. None of you understand compromise, and this situation's only going to become worse. Shame on all three of you. What she did to you was unforgivable. It was not a joke. It was not funny. She violated your personal philosophies and the way you want to live your life. You cannot simply kick someone out that way. Evictions have to go through courts, and the daughter has tenants' rights. If she's not paying rent and she's not on the lease, I don't think it really matters. Like, I don't think it counts.
Yeah, she's an adult, so.
Finally, it is perfectly fine for you to live a vegan lifestyle. In fact, it is perfectly fine for you to have a set of vegan-friendly utensils, pots, pans, etc., that are veggie use only. It is not fine, however, to have a rule that suggests that daughter cannot consume meat products in her room or even cook her own food in the kitchen, provided she uses appropriate approved utensils and thoroughly cleans when finished. You're surprised at how being a nice person can cause change in others. One of my exes became vegetarian after 9 months or so of being with me, and we never even had the conversation about it. So if you wanted to create a vegan household, you should have created a vegan positive environment rather than a meat unfriendly one. What do you think about that?
I mean, I get what they're saying with the whole, like, she should be able to cook her own whatever. But if that was, like, that big of a thing with her, then just don't live with her.
Right.
These are her rules. Like, and she knew that coming in. This girl's been a vegan for 12 years.
Yeah.
She probably had that whole, hey, if you're going to live here, these are the rules. It's your choice. You know,
but, like, I mean, she was 17 when she moved in.
True. But there's also a mother in the figure. And if she didn't like it, then the dad could have left and got his own place to live with his own daughter for the meat household or whatever. Right. You know, like, I'm a swearer. But if I move into a place and there's absolutely no swearing, like, I'm not going to just all of a sudden throw all these F-bombs and whatnot because I chose to live here and I knew the rules, even if I don't agree with them.
Somebody pointed out, it's like, no, you've had it out for this girl. So this is like because I'm looking at her screen name on Reddit, it says Amy's gotta go. So either she created a whole new profile so nobody would know who she is, or that was her name the entire time. Either way, that kind of tells you something.
Is that the mom's screen name?
No, the girlfriend, the one that kicked her out, the vegan.
Oh,
Amy's gotta go.
Huh. Oh, my gosh.
So I feel like there is definitely that bias, but also, like, again, it's your house. Like, that's not.
Yeah. And if your boyfriend doesn't like it, then your boyfriend could get his own damn place.
Okay. Let's say you have your own house.
Okay.
And you get a roommate, or let's pretend Johnny Rivers had a kid that we didn't, like, you know, let's just pretend. And, like, that kid came into your life.
Yikes. Would not be together if he had a kid.
Right.
But, okay, secret kid, and now we just found out.
Like, holy crap.
Wow.
No, it's sitcom.
Yeah. Yikes.
How would you, like, you're vegetarian, but you like you said, you chilled out over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay with bringing somebody in that has a very different, like, eating style? Like, let's say this person bulks up, goes to the gym. This is a swole kid. And
it's a swole 5-year-old.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, like, 20-year-old, like, down the line. Oh. But whatever. I mean, swole 5-year-old, let's pretend. But he eats a lot of meat, and he's got meat in the fridge, and you could see it, and it's something that grosses you out. What would you be okay with it? Would you make yourself okay with it? Would you ask for a different fridge?
See, J-Rubs is a meat eater.
Okay.
And all the meat. Like, there is steak on a plate in the fridge, and I don't like it. I think it's disgusting, and it's probably not good. Wrap that stuff up or something, you know, but I mean, that's on him. Like, he eats whatever he wants, I eat whatever I want, we have the same refrigerator, it's fine. And if it was his kid, he can do whatever it's his kid, like,
right?
But see, that's the fine line between, I don't know how, like, she's a step parent, right, to this
in
kid
in a sense. Not by marriage yet, because they're not married, it seems like.
I mean, at the end of the day, you don't really have much say in what this kid eats or not, you know. And I know I wouldn't if J-Rubs had a kid with somebody else. Now, if him and I have a child, we definitely have to discuss how that's gonna go, because back in the day when I was hardcore, there is no freaking way that we would have meat ever in the house, or that we'd feed it to the child. But now I'm kind of more open-minded. It's going to be around.
It's like, what are the health benefits? Like, are you going to?
Yeah. And the not health benefits, because a lot of stuff is unhealthy too. But it's also like, I don't want my child seeing me not eating something, seeing him eating something, and him wanting, or her wanting to eat it and then not being able to.
Right.
Like, I don't think that's fair either. And I mean, I'm not going to try to convince J-Rubs to become a vegetarian. You know, I don't know.
That's not going to happen.
But it's definitely a conversation that will eventually need to be because we need to be on the same page about it. But if it wasn't my child, I mean, eat whatever you want. But if y'all both were living in my house and I had a hard, strict policy of no meat, and you guys brought meat to my house, are you kidding me? I would go apes. If you smoked weed in my house and I said no weed, I would go crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like, if someone smokes inside my house, like, I don't care. The garage doesn't count. But like that would piss me off so much.
Yeah, and I'm
like, and God forbid you smoke a cigarette inside my house. Ugh. Oh, I would kill you.
Yeah, my friend tried to smoke a cigarette inside my car, and I said, "Do you? Hell no!" And I have
air fresheners.
No, not leather seats. I have
cloth seats.
So that stuff gets stuck in there forever. And I'm like, you have two options. I can continue to give you a ride, and you can burn that out, or I can drop you off right here. Like, I am, you know me. I'm no nonsense.
No,
you maybe get two strikes, maybe with anything, if you're living in my house, and then you get kicked out.
No,
and I don't feel bad at all.
Ugh, that would piss me off. But
I'm a hardcore bitch, so.
We want to know.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, like, is this person an a-hole or not? I feel like there's probably a little, because you're only getting one side of the story, I feel like she's probably not helped the situation either.
Oh, yeah.
But in this situation, like, I don't think she was wrong for kicking her out. That was borderline poisoning somebody. Because what if they had a bad reaction?
Yeah. What if all of a sudden the 12 years she's been vegan, she, like, got allergic to beef or something? Right. Like,
and I know somebody who's allergic to beef. It's no joke. Like,
yeah.
It is a mess. So we want to hear from you guys. Would you have done the same thing? Also, what is your, instead of cheese board or french fry board, give us advice, give us ideas. Any recipes? We're always down for recipes. Ooh, we needed an aioli for the fries. Dang, I'm so hungry. Okay, I'm going to go to Red Robin after this. I'm so freaking hungry.
Bottomless fries.
Hell yeah. But we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.